the last week, and apparently we have not arrived in there yet, so please share.
Meet the Dean of Hemp.
That's what the page I landed on.
Okay, everyone can hear me okay?
No.
No. Everyone can now hear me okay?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, good evening, everyone. I'm Callie Berg, the Director of Economic Development here with the City of Franklin, and thank you very much for your time this evening. I have before you two items back-to-back that are somewhat related in that they are both marketing opportunities that the Economic Development Commission can take on and manage. The first one is the site selection council action sheet before you. And essentially, I am asking for your approval to spend $19,000 between now and March of 2021 on a 4-magazine arc they publish every other month, where the first publication that we would appear in would be in September, and November, and then we would have 3 additional half-page ads. So the first advertisement would be a 2-page, more of a profile, more of an in-depth piece, something that we can use in many other ways as well. That would be in the magazine. And if you look at the site selection magazine proposal section of the council action sheet, you'll see that in addition to receiving 3.5 pages of ads in total, we would also receive a website banner ad along with a free site of the week post that will be sent out to their distribution list, as well as the Investor Watch e-newsletter. And I have shared with you, there's one in your packet, and then one just arrived today, so I forwarded that to you as well if you had a chance to see your email. So you can see that while there's some similarities from Investor Watch to Investor Watch, it's always changing depending on kind of what the focus in the industry is right now. So I imagine that you're probably thinking to yourself, that's a lot of money to spend on advertising. It absolutely is. So I just want to make a couple of points for you, and then you're welcome to ask me any additional questions. And I'm also happy to walk through all of the associated materials that are part of this council action. So what we get is a 2-page spread followed by 3 half pages. So essentially we're looking at 7 half pages, which if you divide that by 19,000, our grand total ends up being $2,714 per half page. This is extremely cost effective if you were to look at various media buys that you could make right here in the greater Milwaukee area. It is certainly in line. But what makes it so expensive is that I am trying to secure the best price by buying in bulk, essentially, and then creating a series of themes that we can get in front of these target audiences so they see Franklin, 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 Franklin for 4 different issues. So I feel like this repetition and this saturation is important for the success of the advertising that we're looking at doing in site selection. So that was the first thing that I wanted to share with you. The second thing about the total cost is that it does include the 2 extras, which are the banner ad and the free site of the week and the Investor Watch e-newsletter. But the other thing that I think is important to note about this is before the pandemic hit, and that seems to be a big theme this evening, is I was attending a number of different events on a regular basis through CARW, which is the Commercial Association of Realtors, or NIAP, the North American, they just use their acronym now, so it's North American Industrial Operating Properties or something like that. But they're 2 very large and very powerful and with lots and lots of membership from the community that I'm looking to target. So not just the developers, but the construction firms and engineering firms, all of the subsidiary supply chain that could potentially have access to the target market that I'm looking for. So first and secondary targets that I was collecting business cards from, making relationships, and I have taken at least a half dozen different major developers out on tours of some of our major sites that are available for redevelopment or for development, and talking up Franklin and giving all these different tours to the secondary markets and so on and so forth. Well, all of that has dried up. And I also have a feeling that I have tapped into probably a large percentage of those who would have deep enough pockets to consider doing a project of the type that we're looking for, primarily in TID 8 and TID 6. So for these reasons, I feel like, especially now during the pandemic, it's really important to make sure that we are gathering as many targets as we possibly can, so expanding our boundaries for reaching out and telling the Franklin story. And I also think that even if folks don't necessarily come to the table now, that we could become higher on their brand awareness of the city as a place to locate their business. And just a couple of side anecdotes, and I had somebody who actually said that they were very surprised to learn this, but we have recently seen a purchase of property in TID 8, which I believe is a direct result of the public infrastructure work that's being spearheaded by Glenn and his team. And we have another property in that TID that looks like it might be getting some traction soon. So while we're in a pandemic and we're seeing a lot of economic downturn, we're also seeing some really aggressive and proactive investing in the industrial market, and I would like to take advantage of that. When everybody else is zigging, I want to be zagging. I want to stick out, and I want to try to get these opportunities to really promote the city as a place to locate a business. So that's my pitch. I know it's a lot of money, but I hope that you'll consider what I've said and give me the opportunity to at least embark on it. And then if you like, we can take a look and see where it goes. If you were to break out the two-page ad, I'm assuming that they would give me the price break for only doing just the one advertisement. That would be approximately $11,000. That's kind of where I'm at right now. I would rather not do a piecemeal. I would rather just come up with a campaign and just do the whole thing and do it well and engage the EDC and work through the process. So I hope you will give that consideration.
This was discussed at the Economic Development
Committee. Alderman Barber.
Hello. This was discussed in the Economic Development and was gone over back and forth, trying to understand it all. And they eventually decided to move this forward to the council. So on behalf of Economic Development, I'd like to make a motion to accept.
I'll second.
The only thing I'll say is you don't do magazine advertising once. You do it a series of times because you need multiple impressions. And if you're going to advertise our business in a magazine, that would be the one to advertise in. Alderwoman Hanneman.
That was just my question, that you feel this is the premier piece that's going to reach the developers that we're looking to bring in.
And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Mayor and Alderwoman Hanneman, because one of the things that I wanted to share with you, and I wrote it down on my notes, and I didn't include it in the council action, in the 22 years that I've been doing economic development, I have always been a strong participator in state economic development, annual meetings, and all of those other opportunities for learning and engagement. And Site Selection Magazine has always been one of the premier vendors at every event I've attended, and they are always spoken of very highly by my peers. So in addition to the testimonials that are included in the packet, I have personally seen and felt the positive energy about this as an outlet for advertising.
What would it take to get them to do an article on us? Put us in one of their top lists?
I will go back and see what other freebies I can get out of this. And I just so you know, I did approach the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation about potentially advertising with us. On the second page, there's a table there that basically demonstrates that the higher frequency, to the mayor's point, that you advertise, the better bang for the buck that you get. And these statistics here are not for a specific organization. So this Wisconsin number is not all WEDC ads. It would be Fond du Lac and Madison and Franklin, and all of them combined came to a total of 17 ad pages. So just to be very clear on that. But I'm hoping that while they said no right now, they're not focusing on attraction, outstate attraction at this time. They're really focusing on their We're All In Together grant program. But I'm hoping that eventually they see how successful they are and they decide to join us.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was just going to say, it looks from the chart that you provided us here that there's just shy of a one-to-one relationship with page by versus project. I mean, I don't know in terms of dollar value how that is, but for Iowa, 21 pages of ads brought in 25 projects. So,
Minnesota did even better.
Yeah, that's just interesting. But thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Anyone else? Alderman Dandre?
I mean, I believe you that this is probably the top-notch contractor developer magazine out there. I know that this stuff, these types of magazines are far and few between. And I have a difficult time burying myself into a magazine, okay? I don't believe in that type of advertising and marketing. So I'm not supporting it.
May I just bring your attention to, they routinely survey their target readership, and overwhelmingly, the folks that we're trying to target prefer the print version to all of the virtual options. So while we are looking at a print version, we will also receive some support via social media and online presence and email as well. And if this goes as well as I think it will, I would be interested in expanding the campaign to include some of those other components, to your point. Because I agree with you, everybody processes information differently. And I just didn't want to bring back a bigger ask than the 19,000. So I thought I would start here and see where it goes, and I may be back before you in March.
First of all, I'd like to know why all the deals that were out there have dried up. But then in the next breath, you stated that we've got some valuable interest in Area 8, and that is, once it's ready, it's going to go because of its location. So why do I have to spend this when I know that there's already momentum and there will be interest in the Franklin, greater Franklin area?
That's a great question. So while I believe that we can continue doing what we're doing and we'll eventually fill up that park, I want to hedge our bets a little bit. I think for $19,000 to reach out to perhaps some corporate site selectors who are doing a private search and therefore are not hitting the radar screens of any of our developers, and so therefore they don't know that they might have an end user that they could put into a new building. Just as an example. In other words, prospects come through many, many different doors. And I've been using one door since I've been here. I would like to try another door and see what happens.
How are you going to measure this?
They offer a lot of different analytics. I will be using a edc@franklinwi.gov specific email address for inquiry, so I will know if I get an email to that email address that it is a direct result of site selection. I will be asking anybody who contacts me, asking about site information, where they got the information, to find out if it came from site selection. And I will also be working with the folks there to make sure that we are capturing anything that can be measured, for example, the social media, the investor watch, and some of the other things. I think we'll have a pretty good feel by March. If I haven't gotten any hits at all, then clearly either the timing was wrong or the channel for trying to reach the target market was wrong. But I don't think that's going to be the case. And because it goes over 2 years, I'm actually going to be using, well, maybe I'm wrong. I was thinking budget from two different years because I think I can carry it forward. But anyway, so it's actually going to be almost a six-month campaign for this money.
This is carryover money from last year?
Yeah, some of that is carryover money from last year. And I have a total of about $59,000 in my total non-personnel services that's unused for 2020 so far. So I'm in good financial shape. The EDC could also do some other things this year if they choose to proceed and still leave me with a comfortable cushion for anything unforeseen.
So how much does this cost in total?
$19,000.
Just the $19,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyone else? Alderman Wilhelm, and then Alderman Mayer.
Kelly, have you reached out to Visit Milwaukee, who would probably, you know, be signing on on their own?
I can certainly reach out and ask them about that. I would be very, very cautious to ensure that we are not competing against one another should they decide to partner with us. And I tried to reach Visit Milwaukee because the Tourism Commission was interested in becoming a member. And at that time, they were having some turnover in their leadership. And then the pandemic hit, and we just have not continued that conversation. So I will put out feelers, and I will do what I can to see if we can partner smartly with others in the community.
This isn't a tourism magazine, though.
No, it is not. This is strictly industrial and related, industrial and related, industrial commercial, non-residential, non-tourism.
I just have a question. I thought, you know, there's a lot of connection between, you know, things that people like to do in the area. So I'm supporting the project. That's all I have.
Thank you. And I will certainly make that call. It doesn't hurt to ask the question, right?
Alderman Mayor.
Not yet. Primarily because site selection is just the premier place for anybody doing economic development to advertise. So the target market all looks for that magazine for their opportunities. The economic development community all pushes their offerings through Site Selection magazine. And if we are successful, I would like to expand what we're doing in terms of advertising and promotion. But I'd like to try one thing at a time, and then I can tweak and I can make the story itself more interesting, the pictures more alluring, the message more compelling. And Site Selection magazine will help with the layout and the graphics and the writing and all of that other stuff. So I think this is a great first opportunity for us.
Okay, thanks.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
No.
Mayor votes aye. Motion carries. Item G12.
Okay, more advertising, but
this is a Business View magazine, Franklin feature, supported by key vendors.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in front of you there. This is another advertising opportunity, but it's very different. This one doesn't cost the city anything in money, but what this magazine does, and they're primarily an online magazine. And I did vet them. I was not familiar with this magazine, but I have done quite a bit of research. I've had two interviews with their salesperson to determine if we have a compelling enough story to be the public sector segment focus for one of their upcoming magazines. And they're very excited about us, especially about Ballpark Commons and TID 8 and TID 6. And they make their money similar to Alderwoman Hanneman. This was before you joined the council, but we had a project about a year ago where a company called CGI did a series of four free videos. And in order to make their money, they approached members of the community, business community, and asked if they would be interested in advertising in banners around the outside. And that's how they make their money. So this is a very similar concept. Only this would be for people who are vendors of the city who could then advertise. And so as part of our 8-page spread, you might see some advertising from, for example, Grafe or Ehlers or whoever else is a partner to the city and does a lot of business with us, and we spend a lot of money with them. And there is a sample letter attached in your packet. They shared with me Menominee Falls, Fond du Lac, and West Bend, and I picked West Bend because I thought they did the best job with that particular 8-page layout. What I like about this one is they will, again, help with all of, they'll do all the writing, they'll interview me, I'll send them, conceptual site plans for TID 8 and TID 6, for example, among other things, photos and that sort of thing, and they'll put it together into the 8-page spread. which will also be a standalone piece that I can then turn around and I can email and I can use in many, many other ways. So I'm asking for your approval or your blessing to move forward with this project. I do not believe that any Franklin residents or businesses will be approached unless they're doing business with the city and making money from their interactions with the city. So it's possible that you might be approached by somebody as a constituent who might have some questions or concerns, and I would make sure that you were fully armed with all the information to respond to those types of calls if that should happen. And so again, I'm happy to walk through anything in the packet with you, but I think it's pretty self-explanatory, and I am asking for your blessing to move forward.
Well, I always believe in free. I always believe in free is good.
Alderman Barber.
Motion to approve the Business View Magazine Franklin feature.
Is there
second.
A second?
Just one question.
Alderman Mayor.
They're not going to be representing Franklin in any way, shape, or form, correct? Because I've seen this before where other parties go up with money and enable advertising for someone else, but then they are projecting their own opinions and their own needs and wants and desires. The people that are making the contributions.
So, Alderman Mayor, the third sheet back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th sheet back after the council action sheet is a sample letter.
Page 230, Dan.
Thank you.
Oh, 230, okay.
We can customize this. This is just their boilerplate that I just roughly customized by slapping our logo up on top and putting my name at the bottom. But other than that, it's pretty much their boilerplate. So we can make whatever message we want in this letter.
And that's good, but they're going to still be talking. The investors are still going to be dealing with this company. And so we just want to make sure that they're not representing us in a way that we don't want to be represented.
And I can add my phone number to this letter as well so that I would take frontline calls and manage them to the best of my ability and only pass them off to you if I'm unable to successfully quiet any concerns that anyone might have. But I don't think that that'll be the case. I actually think that the vendors who are going to be approached to be part of this will jump at the opportunity to advertise in this forum alongside the city and their 8-page profile.
Okay. And has the city attorney viewed the contract on this?
No. Not yet.
I would suggest that before we fully execute it, that you review that contract.
So noted.
My issue with this is similar but different. I always get a little sensitive about having people approach our vendors, asking our vendors to spend money to support us in a venture that they have no control over. It's a little like extortion, but it's controlled extortion, I guess. So anyway, any other questions? Nobody asked what the circulation is on this. Where does it go?
840,000 executive subscribers throughout North America. Readership is primarily C and VP level executives and finance and procurement managers in industries such as construction, energy, retail, manufacturing, supply chain and logistics, healthcare, franchising, energy, food and beverage, public sector, and green business.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
No.
Five ayes, one no, no absent, no abstentions. The motion carries. G13, motion to award the City Hall sign project to Michael's Signs in the amount of $39,000, money coming from the tourism budget.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. G14, 251, Resolution to award the gateway signs to Lemberg Electric, $63,524.98. Again, money coming from the tourism budget. Is there motion?
Motion to approve.
Sure.
Is there a second?
Second, Mayor.
Alderman Nelson got to him. What is your issue, Alderman?
With technical corrections, please, there's a couple minor typos.
So noted. Mr. Morrow.
So for the first time, we used an electronic bidding service for these three projects. Things went fairly well. Staff, myself, made a mistake uploading a document for the proposal. It didn't change the bid amount. It didn't change anything in the bid. The only thing that they didn't upload, because I didn't upload the document for them to download and sign and upload, was a document where they had to certify that it was their company and the owners had to sign it. So when I gave that to them, they immediately were able to provide it. It didn't change the bid at all, and we only had one bidder. So the motion is to waive bidding irregularities and singular irregularity and then approve it.
So. Is that part of your motion, Alderman Dandrea?
Yes.
And Alderman Nelson, is your second?
Yes.
Or Alderman Hanneman, I'm sorry, is that your second? She gave it to you. Okay, with technical corrections as noted by Alderman Wilhelm. Alderman Mayor.
Does the Tourism Commission have money to spend on this?
And how?
And the reports they were bringing to us before, with projections coming up with COVID and the unknown, it seemed like things were in question.
They do, but here's Kelly. Ms. Burke.
Yes.